Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, just a few days ago, we had National Heimlich Maneuver Day.
I don't think you're saying that right.
Really? Let me take a look here. Henry Heimlich.
Heimlich, yes. Yeah. You've been doing it wrong, too, just to let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, but you've been saving lives.
Yeah. I'll make that man up.
They still coughed it right out, didn't they? They spit it right out.
What are you doing, sir? Now, Heidi, I know you have tried to save a life with CPR. Have you ever done the Heimlich maneuver?
No, I haven't done that one, but I did try CPR.
I know a little girl who actually did Heimlich maneuver. She's in the Girl Scouts or the Brownies, and it saved her friend's life.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you see stories like this all the time. Mm-hmm. Someone's choking at the next table, and, you know, the person runs over. They grab them from behind and, you know.
Do the squeeze.
Do the squeeze, but... Well, and just to let you know, the Heimlich maneuver is also a great way to start a romance with someone at the next table at a restaurant.
Who's possibly a little bit overweight.
Well, they don't have to be overweight. People choke, I mean, that are not overweight.
Okay.
I know how I eat. It's probably more likely I would choke than a skinny person.
Well, and you know, doing the Heimlich maneuver.
He's been doing it wrong so long, folks.
Yeah. Incorrectly can cause broken ribs, lung damage, and may even be fatal. Also to the person you're doing it to.
Oh,
wow. So.
Yeah, I think that would have to be pretty extreme to do it that wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, you get under the ribs. Don't grab the ribs. Grab the belly and just give them a good squeeze.
I've heard stories, though, where they have broken some ribs trying to do the Heimlich.
Well, they probably still saved the person's life, and it was probably worth it. Yeah. I mean, you probably wish someone who knew how to do it better had done it, but you're still glad you're alive.
Have you ever seen that in action, though? Someone doing that?
And the piece of meat, let's say, pops right out of
their
mouth.
Well, I mean, I've seen it on movies. They always do some kind of funny.
That's fake, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Heidi, have you seen it?
Wasn't it on the Nutty Professor? Or?
That's fake.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because it drops in the man's soup, and he just keeps eating his soup.
Yeah,
the ground.
Kale, you know so much about those movies.
Yeah, I love it.
No. And I'm sure there'll be an app soon. They'll have some kind of iPhone app, Heimlich Maneuver app. I don't know how that will work.
I don't even know how that fits in, but that's an interesting observation.
Well, at least one that can show someone quickly how it's done.
Yeah, that's true. You may be an instructional, but by that time, you don't have enough time.
Right. I'd rather you just try.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know the right procedure.
I'm going to be throwing myself on a table corner while you're doing this app.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do if you don't have anybody around.
Like on a couch or something like
that.
The
back of a chair, I believe. Right.
I know, like my son, he was choking the other day and did not say anything, and he just started crying.
Yeah, we've taught our kids where you put your hands up to your throat and give the choking signal.
Yeah, like you're choking yourself.
Yeah, well, I need to do that.
Yeah.
Quit crying.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Walk it off, son. Walk it off.
Hawk smacked him in the back and he was fine, oddly enough.
Yeah, I don't know why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.